Hello, all my No BS family. I am just getting set up here. I am Coach Christy. I am so excited to be with you guys tonight. This is my first live coaching call, and I am nervous and excited and can't wait to get to know so many of you. I'm changing my name. I am not Corinne. And I have Coach Judith in the chat with me. So Coach Judith, when you're ready, just raise your hand and I will promote you so you can be in the Q&A. So tonight is, we have predetermined people that are going to be coach tonight. So I have on my list Ashley Taylor, Veronica. So if you guys hear your name, raise your hand. Selena and Julie. So before we get started, I see Veronica's got her hand raised. Thanks, Veronica. Very good. Everybody's coming in. Hi, everybody. Thanks for saying hello. So before we get started, since I'm new and this is my first time doing a live coaching call, I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. So I've been with No BS for about almost 4 years. It'll be in September. And I have also, like many of you, tried every diet under the sun. I was a frequent flyer at Weight Watchers, even hit my lifetime goal with them and was there for about 5 minutes. And then was so relieved to be done losing weight that I went back to my life and promptly gained 70 pounds of the 107 that I had lost. So that is a little bit about me. I've done a lot of diets, a lot of diets. Before I became a life coach, I was a middle school teacher. I think all middle school teachers specifically are sent right from heaven. So then I stayed home with my kids for a long time. I became a personal trainer during that time, substituted in kids' schools, and found Corinne after trying so many different diets. And I just really decided that, oh my gosh, if I could have just had a little bit of this information when I was a teenager and I was hating on my body and trying crazy things to lose weight, that I would have been just such a different, would have had such a different life. So I went into life coach school and started my own business. I was coaching moms and teens on body image, self-esteem, and healthy weight loss, much similar to the No BS way that we do it. So that's a little about me. I got two kids. I got one 21-year-old son and I have an 18-year-old daughter getting ready to be an empty nester. I live in Texas. I am a military wife, go Air Force, and my husband's getting ready to retire. So lots of big changes happening in my house this year. Okay, let's get started. So I see Veronica's hand up. We're still waiting on, we've got Ashley, and Selena and Julie. So we will start with Veronica. Veronica, I'm going to make sure I'm doing this right. Can everybody? Oh, there's Ashley. All right, Veronica, we'll start with you. I am going to promote you and then we'll wait for you to come on screen and we will get started with coaching. I'm so excited, you guys. Thanks everybody for being here. It's a beautiful night here in Texas. So let's coach. All right, we're waiting for Veronica to come up. She's going to unmute herself. A Marine mom, I see you with a boy and a girl, kids your age. I like the Marines too. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. This is my first time being coached. I've been.
Oh my God, we're both virgins tonight. Okay, I love it. Okay, so we'll figure this out together. Okay. All right, so what are we coaching on tonight, hon?
Yeah, I've been a member for almost a year. It'll be a year April 1st, so. Just this topic just really resonated with me. And I was like, I've never done this before, but it's time to do it. So about loving yourself and doing the self-love course. And I listened to the You module yesterday. Mm-hmm. I listened to it twice, just back to back while washing the dishes. And it just really resonated with me. She talked about shoe thoughts. Mm-hmm. About trying on thoughts like a pair of shoes, yeah. See what it's to bring down the temperature. And when she listed hers, it was like my brain just went, and I was able to hear what my mind was saying for the first time when all I could feel before was just this general angst, you know, yeah. This general like, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough sort of thing. And I was able to unpack a lot of that last night. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wanting just a million shoe thoughts. I just, which she used one that says, my brain doesn't know better than to talk to me like that. And I was like, oh, that's so good. And I really use that. Like, I was taught a lot of really stupid stuff that when you question it, you're like, that doesn't make sense. But when you're not able to unpack it, because it's just all so loud, you can't question it. So,
yeah. And it's funny too, you know, we're taught things as kids, not only by our parents, but by society. You know, a lot of times our society just reinforces those thoughts, you know, right. and beliefs that we got from our parents, because really at the end of the day, that's all a belief is, right? It's just a thought that you've practiced over and over and over again that was probably reinforced by society as well. So yeah. Give me an example. Like what is one of the thoughts that you uncovered?
Like I'm not worthy. I'll never be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
If I love myself, that's being selfish and prideful.
That's a really helpful one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So argue with that one for me. If I love myself, I'm being selfish and prideful.
Like argue that that's right.
Yeah. Argue with it. That is not true.
Oh yeah. It's not like I am going out and saying, look at me, look how great I am. You know, it's like the opposite of that. It's putting yourself on the list, you know, it's making yourself a priority. It's making mm-hmm. sure that you're not trying to give from an empty cup.
Mm-hmm. You know? Is there anything wrong with going out and saying, look at me, look what I did. Look at this outfit. Don't I look cute? Is there something wrong with that?
No.
What would you think of somebody that did that?
I would say, you go, girl.
Right. So is it okay for other girls, but not for you?
Well, that's certainly something that I was taught, right? And
Yeah. Right. Because doing that is like being braggy, right? Right. You should be humble.
Right. Yes.
Yes. I remember the first, like when I was very new to NoBS and I get on, you know, some of Corinne's calls and I would hear her talk about herself like that. She would be saying things like, and she still says them, right? She'll be like, y'all, I am a badass at this. Like, let me just tell you, I am a baller. And I remember like being taken aback in the beginning. I was like, dang, I was like, she is full of herself. Like, oh Lord, you know, and that was my stuff. Right. And then after a while I was like, well, I wish I could be like that. Like, I wish I could say those things about myself, right? So the question is, how do we start doing that?
Right.
How do you start doing that? What's one of the ways that you could start at least putting yourself on the list or at least being proud of yourself and practicing self-love? What's one of the ways?
I make time for myself. I'm a stay-at-home mom with two little girls. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just go watch Paw Patrol for half an hour, I need some mama time. Mm-hmm. That's been really big for me.
Mm-hmm. Is that new for you to do?
Fairly new, maybe like in the past few months. Yeah. I've started like painting and doodling. And that mm-hmm. just really helps fill my cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just doing something for me.
Mm-hmm. What is the thought that you use to be able to do those things? What do you tell yourself about doing those things?
This is important. If I don't, then we're going to be on the 6 o'clock news. Yeah. Mama needs
to show up as a mom when you give yourself some space and some time.
What was that?
How do you feel like you show up as a mom when you give yourself some space and time?
Oh gosh. So much relief. Mm-hmm. So much that after I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and after having the 3-year-old, I had postpartum depression and anxiety really badly. And I just felt like I had to do it all. And I'm going, I feel like I'm drowning here, but you know, it's fine. It's fine. I'm going to keep nursing this baby. Everything's fine. So, it's giving myself permission to say, you need a break. We're together all day, all the time. Mm-hmm. You've got to give yourself space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you say that to yourself, I'm going to give myself space. How does that make you feel?
Relief, mm-hmm. for certain. Mm-hmm. And just permission, you know, I think just permission to say, like, I'm not perfect. I can't be all to everyone. I can't do it all. And that's okay. And mm-hmm. I think that makes me a better mom when I give them space and time to play by themselves and mm-hmm. to explore safely.
Yeah. How many kids do you have?
Two.
How old are they?
Six and three.
You said that in the beginning. Yeah. So what do you think you're modeling to your kids when you take some needed time?
That's important for them too. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. My 6-year-old tonight before this call, I was like, You seem a little tired. You seem a little grumpy. Why don't you just go play in your room? And she spent 20 minutes yelling and screaming. And then she came out and she was like, well, it's your fault. I was screaming and yelling. And I was like, no, it wasn't. I wouldn't have chosen that for you. You know, you chose to stand there and scream and cry and not mm-hmm. have fun with your Barbie dream house, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love that you're figuring that out. And the self-love course, if y'all that are listening on this call, if you have not taken a look at some of the self-love course stuff, you're missing out. It's freaking good. Right. And it goes right along with relationships camp. That's the end of the month. I mean, the relationship with yourself is one of the focuses for the camp and doing, it is my favorite course. I've done it every time one comes out new, and I try to do it at least once a year, because there's always something to be worked on. So I love that you're figuring that out. And so tell me, do you use the planner, the NoBS planner?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in the section that says 3 things I did right today, what do you put in there?
I really try to celebrate my wins. I put, you know, if I listen to a call, mm-hmm. Like, what went well yesterday? I got picked for WS coaching. It's like winning a prize.
Good. No. That's excellent. So how did you uncover all these thoughts too that you were having? How did you uncover the old thoughts that were kind of keeping you stuck?
The opinion worksheet. Mm-hmm.
That's in the self-love course, y'all. She's talking about the what you think about yourself thoughts. Mm-hmm. Perceived truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, but like I said, after hearing her thoughts of like how to bring down the temperature, it was like something clicked and I was able to hear it. And like I said, I couldn't hear them before. I just had this general feeling of mm-hmm. angst and you're not good enough. And so once I was able to use these other sentences to bring down the temperature, then I was able to hear them and unpack them and go, that's some BS thinking. Yeah. That can be their beliefs. That can be, mm-hmm. you know, whatever mm-hmm. their agenda. I just don't want to live there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm ready to leave that in the dust
and
find some thinking.
Exactly. So step one, the first thing you did was you did that worksheet, which, y'all, is just another way to journal. So if you're struggling with some journaling, start with a worksheet. It is a guided way to do some journaling, right? It will pull out thoughts for you that you maybe didn't even know you were thinking about yourself. So step one to turning down the volume on those thoughts is just write them down. And so many times, you know, we might be reluctant to do that because we think if we write them down, it makes them more real.
Yeah.
Or it makes them true or something. Like, we don't want to see the ugliness because then we'll think worse things about ourselves. But the truth is, those thoughts are just running around and they're unattended. right? Putting them down, I always use this analogy. When we put them down on a paper, it's like strapping them in a car seat. You know, it's like taking that toddler and making them sit still and being like, I see you now, right? And then you can do exactly what you did. You can look at them and you can be like, that one's not even true, right? So we just swipe and left on that one, right? Or this one, wow, I didn't even realize I believed this for so long. Here's what I want to think. And then you can go to some people that are really good at loving themselves, like Corinne, and you know, go to Facebook, go, if you have an accountability group, just ask them, like, what would they think about these thoughts? How would they level these thoughts up? How would they try on a different shoe here, right? So there's all kinds of resources for that. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your big ahas. I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, next up, let's see who we have. Ashley, I'm going to move y'all on back down, sister, okay? All right. I think I said Ashley, but I meant Veronica. All right, let me see. All right, Ashley, I am going to promote you. And I don't see Veronica. Where did she go? Oh, there she is. Okay. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm good. It's lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you also.
Where am I talking to you from?
I am in Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, beautiful. The Pacific Northwest.
Yes. Yes.
Lovely, lovely. Okay, my friend, what are we coaching on tonight with those beautiful notes?
Okay, let's see. So I'm just going to read what I wrote into to support. So it says, okay. My husband and I have been trying to conceive for about 5 years with no luck. And I have done a lot of self-love work on this issue in my life. And there are three specific thoughts that circle in my mind. Okay. One of them is I am broken. And the other one is I feel less of a woman. Mm. And then the other one is, it's all my fault.
Okay.
So I kind of want, I have done a lot of journaling on this, a lot of journaling.
Okay.
And so I kind of want your help with shifting these thoughts. I mean, I don't need the, you know, the daisies and rainbows thoughts. I just need help.
You want practical shit that you can believe a little bit today that feels better than I'm broken.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So maybe like I'm half broken. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Okay. So let's just start with the first one you gave me. You said I'm broken.
Yes.
Okay. Is that true?
Logically, no, it's not.
Okay. So you said logically. That's a funny way to say which brain is your logical brain? I call it the on purpose brain.
Yeah, that one.
I feel like we need to come up with a better name, right? Like we've got a really good one for the habit brain. We just call it the habit brain. We need like a good one, executive functioning brain. That's a mouthful, right? Okay, so the logical part of your brain says that's not true. Tell me why that's not true. Why isn't it true, Ashley, that you are not broken?
Well, because I'm not. I mean,
tell me why. I mean,
I just have so much that I have done in my life. And
like what?
Well, my latest one is that I am going to the life coach school starting in April.
Congratulations. That's a big step. I love it.
I mean, I'm happily married.
Okay.
I'm a homeowner. I got my master's in social work and all this stuff.
Okay.
That tells me I'm not broken. Mm-hmm. But then this one thing that I've been like dealing with for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I really, really want. But it just, I think it also has to do with, I can't control the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think that has a lot to do with it, the control of it.
Right. So if we're talking about just the I am broken thought, okay. And when we're looking for a thought, when you think the thought, I am broken, you feel?
I feel heartbroken.
Okay. You feel heartbroken.
And less than.
Okay. Less than. Okay. So what thought, let me tell you this, how do you want to feel? And I'm assuming that your brokenness, you're talking about the fertility, like when it comes to that area.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're thinking about your fertility journey and you think I am broken and you feel heartbroken or less than, I'm guessing that would also go with I'm less of a woman. That kind of goes into that same thing.
Yes.
Okay. How do you want to feel less than heartbroken? What else could you feel about that?
About I am broken?
Yes. Because I think heartbroken goes with your current state of not conceiving, I'm guessing.
Right.
But less than more goes with I am broken.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So less than I think is good. So instead of less than, what do you want to feel about this journey?
Hopeful.
Okay. What can you feel about your current, like today situation with your fertility? That's not so focused on you and yourself.
That's a good question.
How do you feel right now about your journey? When you think about it.
When I'm exhausted.
I'll tell you what I saw. What I saw was sad.
Oh, yes.
Sad. What's wrong with feeling sad that you haven't reached your goal yet?
I don't think there's anything wrong with feeling sad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it goes to like, what if it never happens?
Hmm. That's another model. Let's stick with this one.
Yeah.
That's another thing feel do. Let's stick with this one.
What was the question again? Sorry.
No, it's good. Here's what I'm trying to do. Here's what I'm thinking is happening, Miss Ashley. I'm trying to get you to move from a space of I'm broken, this is my fault, to just move to a place of, I'm just kind of sad that it hasn't happened for me yet. Mm. Right? Like, can we move from a blame, this is my fault, I'm less of a woman thought process to, I'm just disappointed and sad it hasn't happened for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why, you know, when you said to me, I don't want the unicorn thoughts, right? Because I could sit here and I could coach you. Oh, listen, Ashley, just don't worry. It's going to happen for you, girl. I'm sure that's what people say to you. Right?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Right? Just stop thinking about it. Oh, people used to give me that one.
Oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I struggled similarly, you know, before I had my first child. So I get it. People are trying to be helpful, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So can we move from a place of blame and it's my fault and I'm broken to I'm just disappointed? Yeah. How could we do that? And just allow that to be.
Yes. Well, I think it's the roller coaster emotions. Like I feel sad at first, and then it goes to it's all my fault, and then that's that heartbroken and the blame.
Is it your fault?
No.
I mean, there's another swipe left. I mean, that's just habit brain.
Yeah.
Right? That's just habit brain.
Yeah.
Just like you know, I'm broken. That's a swipe left. That's not even true. You already told me all the amazing things that right. you've done in your life, that the accomplishments that you've had that proves that you're not broken. Right. So it's all my fault. That's not even true either. Right. That's just your habit brain. Right. Cause you know how it works, right? I mean, when you have a thought, your brain is like, it's a command, right? Mm-hmm. So if you give the thought like, this is all my fault, your brain says, hey guys, she wants to know all the reasons this is her fault. Let's right. give her the slideshow real quick. So tell me the reasons it's your fault. What does your brain show you? How is this your fault?
Well, number one is that I'm the reason that don't have any children right now. Because my body doesn't work like it's supposed to.
You're broken. Oh yeah. There's that one again.
There's okay. that.
It's my fault. I'm broken. I know I'm about to be tongue in cheek, but you know, when you were like coming from wherever babies come from, coming into the world, did you forget to pick up that skill on the way out? Have babies. You forgot to grab it. I mean,
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. So that's ridiculous, right?
Right. Yes.
This is exactly, you are exactly how you are made. Right?
Yes.
You had no control over that.
Very true. Right?
Yes. So why else is this your fault? Other than you have the body that as of yet hasn't been able to conceive.
I think that's the number one reason.
That's the number one reason. And that isn't even your fault. This is just what your habit brain offers up when you have the command, it's all my fault. Your habit brain says, oh, let's show her the evidence of that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the solution, Ashley? How do we get past it? What do we do? It's not going to be that different from what Veronica did. Step one. What is step one? What do we do? Step one. You've already done a great job of it. You put it in your survey for coming on the call.
Awareness?
Yeah. Know what you're thinking, right? Yeah. You just mm-hmm. see it. You're like, okay, these are the three thoughts I have. You gave me three good ones, right? I feel less of a woman. I'm broken. It's all my fault, right? You see mm-hmm. them, right? What would be step two? Decide if they're true. Decide if they're true. Don't make it a big deal that you're thinking them. Just say, that's not even true. That's just something my brain is thinking right now.
Right.
That would be not the unicorn thought you're looking for.
Yeah.
Right? I'm broken is just something my brain likes to say to me when it's feeling disappointed about the fact that I haven't conceived yet. It's all my fault. It's just something my brain likes to say when I'm thinking about this situation. But I know that's not even true.
Right.
How does that sit?
Good. Oh, my dog wants to... She wants to join the call. I just automatically had like a breath. Like,
yeah, it's no big deal that you're thinking them. It's yeah. just your habit brain offering up some shitty ass thoughts that aren't even true. You don't even have to argue with them if you don't want to. I mean, sometimes just acknowledging, yeah, this is just some shit I think sometimes, is enough to just turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And I will say this, allowing yourself to just feel disappointed and sad right now for the way things are is fine. Sometimes we don't always want to feel good.
Right.
Sometimes it's okay to just be sad about something. And I will also say this, I think sometimes when we allow that, getting to a place of a different feeling that feels better comes faster.
Yeah.
Just saying to yourself, you know what? Today's a day I'm feeling kind of sad, and that's okay. I'm just going to feel sad today a little bit because I know tomorrow I'm probably going to feel differently. I don't always need to slap a pretty unicorn thought on shit. Sometimes I just want to be sad.
Right.
And then when I hear my brain say, I'm broken and it's all my fault, I'm just going to be like, yeah, that's some shit I think, especially when I'm sad. It's not true.
Yep.
Is that helpful?
Very helpful. I mean, I knew all the things that you said, but having you say it to me.
Isn't it funny how when somebody else says our shit, it just seems more legit.
Right. Right.
Totally. Totally. And I, you know, it's funny because I can say those things to you because I went through the same thing. You know, I had a lot of trouble conceiving, and actually I had trouble keeping mm-hmm. pregnancy. So it's hard. It is hard and it's challenging. And sometimes you just want to be sad about it.
Yep.
And that's okay. That's okay. Well, good luck in Life Coach School. You're going to learn so much.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. Thanks for coming up, Mama.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Ashley. All right. I'm looking for Veronica or Julie. Do I see a Veronica or Julie? Veronica. I'm not Veronica. Selena. Selena or Julie? I already did Veronica. Y'all, I'm nervous. I can't even read my damn notes. All right. I don't see any raised hands for the peoples I called, Selena and Julie. Am I missing them? Oh, there we go. I see Julie. Okay, Julie, I'm going to pull you up. Get ready. Get ready. You're coming on up. All right. I'm looking. Yeah, she's very brave. I'm looking in the chat. Hugs to Ashley. Ashley, you're getting so much love in the chat. I love it. Okay, Julie's coming on. Let's see. Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, I love all this love, the support everybody's getting in here. You guys are awesome. Do we have any newbies on the call? Let's see. Post in the chat if you're a newbie. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
We're wearing matching colors.
We are twins.
You obviously got the memo.
I did. Thank you.
It's so nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on the call. What are we coaching on?
You too. Thank you. My first time coaching, so I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited to be here.
Me too. I'm excited you're here too. Otherwise, I'd just be talking to Coach Judith. Not that I don't want to talk to Coach Judith. She's awesome.
Right. Right. She's amazing.
She is. What are we coaching on then?
Well, I wrote in saying I need a little coaching on ending a 5-year relationship.
Okay.
I had these feelings that I need to end this, and I've noticed that I am just really avoiding this. And of course, I'll eat to avoid any kind of bad feelings that I want to feel. So
yeah, because that helps.
I know. And then I feel worse.
So
I am doing the cycle, and I'm realizing this does not feel good at all.
Right.
I just need to do it. I just need to rip off the Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. I'm a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of a lot of fears are coming up.
Okay.
I know they're going to be there, and I just need to allow myself to feel them. Just like you were just telling Ashley that it's going to suck and I might be sad for a while, but I need to do it to move forward.
Well, shit, Julie, you just did all the coaching for me. I guess that's all you need. Okay. So tell me what your fears are. What are the fears? And have you listed them out? Like literally like a to-do list. Have you just been like, this is all the shit I'm afraid of right here?
No, that's a good idea. I need to do that.
But let's do it. What's fear number one? What is the fear? Give me
it. Being alone.
Okay. I'm going to be alone. And so what's the big deal about that?
Don't really want to do that the next 20, 30 years.
So I'm going to be alone for 20 or 30 years? Wait, Is this the last guy on the planet? Golly.
I hope not.
All you single ladies, too bad. Julie got the last one.
Oh, I know, right? So that's not the truth.
Okay, so that, see, here we go again, right? God, we can just knock some of these down with calling BS on them right away. Okay, but that's a fear, right? The fear, so the thought is, right? I'm going to be alone.
I'll be alone.
The next 20 or 30 years, or at least mm-hmm. some amount of time until I find the next guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be alone. All right, that's a fear. What else?
Hurting him.
Oh, his feelings are going to be hurt.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I'm kind of sad mm-hmm. for him.
So it would be easier if he was a jerk.
Totally.
Okay.
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Really, those are my two biggest.
Those are the two biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's fears with an S, but only by two. All right. So let's talk about them. All right. We already kind of debunked the first one, but let's go ahead and like, let's just hash it out. Okay. I'll be alone.
Mm-hmm.
What's scary about being alone?
Just not having a companion to do things with.
Okay.
I mean, I have my great kids and grandkids, and it's not like I'm totally alone. I've got great family and friends surrounding me.
You're doing what every client does to me. They tell me what their fear is, and then they immediately tell me the truth, which is, so you just were like, well, I'll just be totally alone. And then you're like, well, I'm actually not really alone. I mean, I have friends and grandkids, right?
Right, right. Yeah. It's... Yeah. Honestly, though, it is a little different when you're looking for companionship and that more intimate relationship.
Now she's talking about the hibbity-dibbity, y'all.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I feel you on that.
So I don't know. I think I know I just need to face my fear. And if I'm truly being honest with myself, I feel like I'll find somebody else. I'll date and I'll get out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be.
So how much time are you spending saying that to yourself versus the fear of I'm going to be alone for 20 to 30 years? Which one are you saying more to yourself?
It's kind of sixes. I go back and forth. I really do. Cause I feel like I'll get brave and be like, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I'll be fine. And then I think, okay, I'm going to do it. And then I mm-hmm. get scared.
Well, then you got the second thought that comes in that puts the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We worked through the first one and they were like, oh shit, there's another reason I can't do this.
Yeah.
Right.
With the combination of hurting him too. So yeah. I just,
we'll get to that one, Miss Julie. We're going to get to that one, but okay. Let's stick with this one. So you already told me what to tell yourself. That feels better than I'm going to be alone.
Yes.
You said, what did you say that you also say to yourself?
I'll be fine. I'll get back out there and date.
When you're ready.
I have my family and friends are supporting me. They love me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. How's your relationship with yourself? Scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I'd say probably 5, 6.
Okay. You're a 5. So you can even date yourself in the meantime.
Pretty fun.
Yeah. You seem like a delightful lady to me. And you obviously have fantastic fashion sense. Right?
Right.
Yeah. What could be great about being alone?
I have asked myself this question, like this is an opportunity to really refine myself of what I want, showing myself that I don't need a guy to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I can create that happiness myself. And that is shout out to no BS because I have really learned that.
Mm-hmm.
From being in this group, that yeah, I can create my own happiness.
Yeah. So this could be a really good opportunity for you to take that 5 to a 10.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. How does that make you feel when you think about that?
That feels empowering.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's call him right now and kick him to the curb. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Right? It feels empowering when you think, you know what?
It does.
I might be alone for 20 years. Probably not. You're too cute. But
oh, you're sweet.
You also could date yourself and get that 5 up to a 10, and it could be amazing. And then imagine how you'll show up at your next relationship.
I have thought that. Nobody wants someone who's insecure and...
Oh, that's not true. There's people that'll take insecure people, believe you me.
Well, that's true. I would like to bring my best self to the next relationship. Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. You would like to bring your best self. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Because right now, do you feel like your best self staying in this relationship?
No, I don't.
Do you feel like your authentic self? Like, do you feel like you're being authentic?
No, and that is not who I want to be.
Yeah.
To him or myself.
Yeah.
And I know he wouldn't want that either.
Yeah. All right, let's tackle thought number 2. Okay? Because I know this is probably, if we had to get into a fist fight over this one, it would be this one. I think you would say, I am going to hurt him. Like, it's true. Right?
Yes.
You'd argue with me if I said, no, that's not true.
No, I think it's true. He'll be sad.
Mm-hmm. Can you hurt anyone?
Oh, no. That's his own thought. Got me there. That is his own thought.
Trying to catch it. That's right.
You're right.
He's in charge of his own thoughts.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
He's in charge of his own thoughts. So you will make a decision that's best for you, that's best for Julie, which, oh, by the way, you're allowed to do. Right? You are allowed to make a decision that's best for you.
I have
to. He's allowed to. Yes. And well, no, you don't have to. I mean, you can just keep on keeping on. That is an option.
No, I know better. So I'm going to do better.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to make a decision that's best for you because you deserve happiness, whatever that looks like.
Yes. Right?
Because let me tell you this, I'm just going to get into his thought bubble a little bit. I would imagine that if he knew you were having these feelings and you weren't being authentic, what do you think he would think about that?
Oh, he would not be happy.
Yeah. He deserves somebody that is happy in a relationship too, right?
Right. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I have thought that he deserves better. Yes.
Yeah. And so do you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, last time I checked, we all each only have one life. One time. You get one shot, girl.
Mm-hmm. I know.
One shot. Isn't that a song he does? I think it is. Right? You got one shot.
Right.
And you deserve happiness. You deserve to create whatever life you want. And then he gets to feel however he wants to feel about it.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
So what are you going to do?
Rip off the Band-Aid. I got to jump.
Before you do, journal on these thoughts that we talked about. Journal on the truth of the 2 thoughts you gave me. Number 1, I'm going to be alone. What is the truth about that? What did we talk about? And then journal on the truth about number 2. He's going to be hurt.
Okay.
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 And from that place, make your decision. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
It was really good to meet you.
You too. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good luck. And I'll see you on Bumble or Tinder or I don't know, whatever the apps are. I'm not on them, so I don't know.
Oh, crazy this age.
That's right. That's right. That's right. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm putting her on back down. Okay. We still have Selena Williams. Are you here? Going once, going twice. Let me check my Q&A. I think that is everyone. Y'all, we may just get out of here a little bit early. Let me check one more time to see if I have any Any more hands raised? I don't. Okay. You guys, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. I hope you guys learned a lot. I have found that no matter the topic of the coaching call, there is usually something in there for me. And I hope everyone is doing the self-love course. It's so, so good. And if you haven't signed up for camp yet, y'all, it is not too late. It's not too late to come in person or virtual. So consider that we will be working on relationships with ourselves as well as others. So I hope to see y'all there. Everybody have a good night. Bye-bye, y'all.